So I'm Sam, and the procedure that we would use is we have two groups. We split into two, and there's the north side and the south side. And we get there two different ways. One group is to take the helicopter there, and one group skiffs there. And the south side picks the points, and then from there we go over to the north side, and we explain to the north side group which points we picked, and then we have to agree on the spots on the glacier and collect our data.
Fran Abbott, we found that on average the glacier hasn't really receded or advanced, and that there's not too major of a change from the previous years.
I'm Sierra, and I did the geology survey class my freshman year, and I kind of sparked an interest in surveying, so I joined the glacier survey.
I'm Eva, and I think this is a great opportunity to, one, go to the glacier, and two, learn how to use the different tools used in surveying.
I'm Krissa, and I just applied to be on this program because I thought it was interesting and it would be a great opportunity.
Well, there's a lot of math involved in figuring it out. Anyone want to tell me about how that went?
We had a math night for about 3.5 hours. We had to sketch out approximately the measurements of the glacier and do all the certain angles to see, to each point, to see how much it has changed, receding or advancing from the previous year. And then we got to put that on a huge map of the glacier and compare it to the previous years.
Usually we throw away a lot more points than we did this year. Our data was really accurate, and we did a good job of getting the right points and agreeing on them when we were on both sides. We only threw away one point, I believe.
The points we thought were maybe more accurate this year because we were able to use an iPad and take a picture of the glacier and mark the points on the glacier and then go to the other side and identify them from that picture.
So, Victor, this year's survey class found not too much change. Does that tell you much different than in the past?
Well, the big thing that I think stands out is from all observations that the glacial field is thinning. And yet the actual location of the terminus hasn't changed that dramatically. And in fact, this year and last year, we started shooting vertical heights again, and it actually seems that the amount of glacier from the water level to the tops of seracs are actually higher, and have no reason why, have no understanding why, but it just seems to tell us there's a lot of unknowns about a glacier. And the other thing I'd like to really mention is this was the 30th year of collecting data on that glacier. I don't believe there is any government entity that has a project that lasts 30 years. And this is a high school.
When you said the glacial field is thinning, what yes. Did you mean that the thickness or the...
This is from observations where we talk to pilots as they fly up over behind the up in the field, which is behind Devil's Thumb, they're beginning to see more and more rock and mountain peaks than they have in the past. So from their observations, the actual depth of the ice is thinning.